You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Coming to you from New York City, the only city in America, it's The Daily Show. Tonight, undressing Kim Kardashian, K-pop shakeup, and Davido. This is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Look at you. This is it. All right, we got a great show for you tonight. Take a seat. Let's do it. We got a really, really good show. Take a seat. Thank you. Thank you so much. We got a great show. Let's get into it. Someone ruined Donald Trump's birthday. We're going to get into that. Our very own Michael Costa is creating a new K-pop supergroup. And Kim Kardashian has broken the internet and history this time. Plus, Nigerian megastar Davido is joining us on the show tonight. Maybe he'll finally let me be a backup dancer in one of his music videos. So let's do this, people. Let's jump straight into today's headlines. Let's kick things off with the midterms. As you probably know, right now in America, primary season is in full swing. And the primaries are the elections before the elections that determine what's going to happen in the elections before the main election. Anyway, last night, four states held their primary elections. And it was actually a good night for Donald Jabberwocky Trump. You see, in South Carolina, one of the few Republican congressmen who voted to impeach Trump lost badly after Trump campaigned hard against him. Yeah, and that's the weird thing about Trump. He might not remember how to speak English, but he'll never forget anyone who's done him wrong. Yeah, he's probably got like a revenge spreadsheet, 400 rows deep, just sitting there on the computer like, insert row, format, enemy, formula, Mike Pence equals not good, print. Meanwhile, in Nevada, an election denier won the Republican nomination for Secretary of State, which, by the way, is the office that certifies the election. Yeah, and while that's not great for democracy, it is fantastic news for Donald Trump. Because you see, if this guy gets the job, that's like having your boy as your parole officer, you know? It's just like, nah, don't worry, man, I'll pee in the cup. We can't have you going away, man. We got a party on Friday. The only blemish on the night for Donald was that one of the candidates he endorsed in South Carolina lost. And boy, was she sorry.
Another South Carolina race gaining national attention is now decided. Representative Nancy Mace won the District 1 Republican primary against Trump-endorsed candidate Katie Arrington. Arrington conceded, endorsing Mace and apologizing to former President Donald Trump.
And to Donald J. Trump. Sir, I'm sorry I couldn't give you the birthday present that I wanted to give to you, but you will always be my number 45, my number 46.
You know, I don't know why anyone would think Trump supporters are a cult. It's just a normal woman apologizing to Trump for losing her election on his birthday. It's not a cult. This is a very normal thing. Please forgive me, dear leader. So normal. By the way, what was all that about you'll always be my number 45 and my number 46? Because I get what she said, but like, I know Trump was the 45th president. But is she saying that he's still the president? Because then he wouldn't be the 46th president. He'd still be the 45th president. That's confusing. And if I'm confused, you best believe Donald Trump is really confused. Best believe. Yeah, he's probably watching that speech like, wait, so I'm Joe Biden? What a twist. I should call M. Night Shyamalan. But let's move on to some international news coming out of the United Kingdom, America's estranged father. Like many countries around the world, the UK has been dealing with an influx of refugees over the past few years. And usually when a refugee flees their country, they have the right to apply to any nation in the world to take them in. But recently, in response to the large number of requests, the UK announced that they've struck a deal with the East African nation of Rwanda to take the refugees that were trying to stay in the UK. Yeah, so in a way, they did the geopolitical version of when your crush says, no, I'm sorry, but you should totally date my friend. Now, obviously, this arrangement has ruffled a few feathers. And before the UK could deport its first plane full of refugees, a European court canceled the flight.
The first flight of a controversial deportation plan by the UK was grounded at the 11th hour. The plane was on the tarmac, its engines had started, and the cabin crew was seen boarding when the European Court of Human Rights intervened.
Under the controversial government plan, anyone who arrived in Britain illegally this year could be relocated to Rwanda.
Once in Rwanda, they'll be allowed to apply for asylum there, but not in Britain. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said it is about halting human trafficking.
We have to interrupt the business model of the gangs.
Human rights groups and church leaders have criticized the plan as immoral.
This is a tough story. Yeah, because usually when Boris Johnson takes a position, the opposite position is the right one. Yeah, that's why his hair is always like, wherever he goes, I'm going the other way! But if I'm being honest, if you ignore Boris, the argument does make sense. Many gangs, smugglers, and human traffickers have started abusing the refugee crisis to make money off of desperate migrants. Right? And so by doing this, people who are genuinely trying to escape a war zone, they have a safe country to go to, but now the smugglers don't have a business anymore. Yeah, because no one's gonna pay you to smuggle them into Rwanda. Yeah, it's true. If the UK wants its immigrants to leave, don't deport them. Just let them marry into the royal family, and eventually they'll leave on their own. As long as they get something, they get out. And can I just say, as an African, I take a little bit of offense when human rights groups in Europe say, you cannot send refugees to Africa. Those are human beings. And who lives in Africa? Get the f*** out of here, man. What does that mean? Yo, let me tell you something. I know some parts of Africa have it tough, but we've also got cities, we've got Wi-Fi, you know? We've also got racist white people, you guys left them behind, acting like we don't got shit. Some of these Europeans think the only hotel in Rwanda is the Hotel Rwanda. Actually, they've got a Radisson, yeah. A Radisson Blue, by the way. There's a waffle bar and everything. This is the problem. This is the problem when there's only one well-known movie that takes place in your country. You know, it's all the people go on. It's like judging France based on Ratatouille. Not all the restaurants are run by rats. Because here, Rwanda was trying to do something nice. And then now they have to hear everyone talk shit about them. Imagine if you offered to donate a kidney to someone and that person was like, no, thank you. I'm gonna see if there's a more developed kidney. I'd be like, man, go pee blood then, bitch. Let's move on to some other news. What do you get when the worlds of fashion, history, and celebrity collide? Well, if you guessed Winston Churchill wearing couture at the Top Gun premiere, you're wrong, but that was a good guess. No, the big controversy that's blowing up the internet right now is what Kim Kardashian did with Marilyn Monroe's dress.
Well, one of the most iconic gowns in American fashion may now be damaged. A Marilyn Monroe collector is making the claim after Kim Kardashian wore a dress belonging to Monroe to the Met Gala last month. The collector says that there are missing crystals and several rips along the zipper. Monroe wore the dress while singing Happy Birthday to President Kennedy in 1962. There's no comment yet from Kardashian or Ripley's, believe it or not, who lent the dress to Kardashian.
You know, sometimes I feel bad for Kim Kardashian. When she doesn't wear clothes, people are angry. When she does wear clothes, people are angry. What's a lady to do? But at the same time, Kim, what were you doing? The Marilyn Monroe dress is a one-of-a-kind piece of American history, right? It's one-of-a-kind. That's it. The Met Gala happens every year. People dress like hamburgers there. You could have worn anything else. Because if you're entrusted with a piece of American history, you better do everything you can to take care of it. Everything. I mean, just as an example, I recently bought the stovepipe hat that was worn by Abraham Lincoln. Yeah. And the reason I bought it is because it's the perfect nacho bowl. Like, holds it really well, keeps it at a nice height, you know? But you see, when I'm done eating nachos out of it, I always make sure to rinse it out afterwards, because that's being respectful. Yeah. The man freed the slaves. Come on, y'all. So look, Kim obviously took a big risk with a delicate artifact and it backfired. But you know who deserves most of the blame here? Ripley's. Yeah, they're the ones who loaned the dress to Kim. And first of all, why does Ripley's, believe it or not, even own this dress in the first place? A woman wore a dress? Yeah, I believe that. I think I can wrap my head around that concept. But because Ripley's owns the dress, they're in charge of preserving it. So if they told her it was okay to wear it, that's on them. You know what I'm saying? It's on them. Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know about all the museum rules, what you can use, what you can't do with historical artifacts. I don't know any of that stuff. I only learned it from the story. Like, if the Louvre called me and they said I could kiss the Mona Lisa for a selfie, I would do it. And I would use tongue. So look, a lot of people are at fault here. A lot of people have made mistakes. To make up for it, I think Ripley should have to sell the dress to a real museum that'll actually look after it properly. And Kim Kardashian, well, she has to show up to next year's Met Gala wearing some of the other historic items from the Ripley's collection. Yeah. She still pulls it off. I don't know how she does it. All right, and finally, like many tech companies who are riding high during the pandemic, Netflix is now no longer having a good time. Their share price has dropped 75%. They lost 200,000 subscribers. And it turns out the new comedy special they bought from Dave Chappelle was actually cake. So, other than laying off employees and raising prices, Netflix has to figure out another way to convince us to come back and chill. And so that's why they've decided to pin their hopes on a tried and true franchise.
This morning, Netflix says it is turning its smash hit Squid Game into a reality show competition series. Netflix released a promo announcing casting for Squid Game The Challenge. The new show is set to offer the largest cast prize in reality TV history, a whopping $4.56 million. Squid Game is, of course, a South Korean series on Netflix. The reality show is looking for English language speakers from any part of the world. Netflix has not announced how they plan to adapt the game, where contestants compete in a series of schoolyard games.
Okay, wait, what? Wait. No. If you're gonna make Squid Game and nobody dies, then what's the point? So now I'm just watching people play red light, green light, and tug of war? What am I, a camp counselor? Shit, I didn't even watch the kids when I was camp counselor. And don't worry, most of them didn't drown. I'm just saying, this show was already about a game show. So you don't need to make a game show about it. You know, if you want to do this, you should take like a normal Netflix show and turn that into a game show. That makes more sense. Like Stranger Things. Yeah. Yeah, you could put a bunch of contestants in a high school and see how long it takes until someone notices they're actually 25 years old. Well, Either way, I'm just saying they better find something more interesting than cutting out cookies. Yeah, you know what they should do? One of the challenges should be you have to try to find the good shows on Netflix. Yeah. And let me tell you now, half the people are dying in that game. They're just like, which menu? All right, that's it for the headlines. Let's move on to something that everyone loves. It's time to check in on today's lotto numbers with Dulce Sloan, everybody. What's going on, Dulce? How you doing?
Hello, friend. Now listen, I'm just here to do this here lotto, okay? Now I know you've had other correspondents out here. I will not name names, But they don't want to give you the weather. They don't want to give you the traffic.
You've noticed.
I've noticed. And I have bills to pay. So I have no problem doing my job. So...
All right, let's do it. Let's get into the lotto.
Let's get into the lotto. Now, I know that there's no cash prize.
Let's not talk about that. Let's just do the lotto.
We can just jump
into it.
You're right. Seven.
Okay.
Four.
Wait. Wait.
What?
Are you just making up numbers and then they're popping up on the screen?
No, numbers have existed for thousands of years. I didn't make these up.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, are you just saying a number and then it popped? Like, where's the machine?
You don't need a machine. Why? Are you just trying to replace me? Is this a self-checkout situation?
No, I'm not trying to replace you. I'm just saying, where's the machine that chooses the numbers?
Oh, I can choose numbers. I'm a college graduate. You just want random numbers?
Yeah, like, it has to be random. Like...
Yeah, I can give you a random number. Here, say a number.
Okay, 36.
Wrong! 19!
No.
By the way, listen, I was hearing what you were saying before. My girl, Kimberly Noel Kardashian. Why they keep coming for my girlfriend? Why they keep coming for my girl? Are we supposed to be mad that she wore this dress? And it might have ripped a little bit. And some sequins came off. Have y'all worn a dress with sequins? If you start with a dress and sequins, you don't end with a dress and sequins. That lets me know that y'all ain't never been to nowhere nice before. Or you've never been to a soiree, obviously. That's how these dresses work, okay? That's not her fault. Plus, why would you give her this dress? You knew that dress didn't fit. We all know that dress didn't fit. And why do we know that dress didn't fit? Because usually when you see Kim Kardashian at the Met Gala, she's giving you body, all of it. She had on a jacket around her waist the whole time. That dress didn't zip shut. Exactly. You've never been in a dress that couldn't zip shut? What, do you have a shawl on all night? Oh, it's never been 11 p.m. the night before prom and you're like, well, this dress don't fit? Shawl. They took a 2022 ass and put it in a 1960s dress. You took a white lady dress and put a black lady ass in it. Of course it was not going to work.
Yeah, but Dulce, I think the bigger argument people were having is they're saying that that dress is a historical artifact. That's why Kim shouldn't have worn it. I think that's what they're saying.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, if you let me get a hold of like a historical artifact, say like George Washington's wig, ow, I am straightening that bitch and I'm in every club in Atlanta.
You wearing it?
Listen, they've been accusing us of years for having horse hair, and now I bought some real horse hair, and I'm out here swag surfing and everything, and I got Thomas Jefferson's wig out here, too.
All right, Dulce, let's get the rest of the lotto numbers, please.
Oh, yeah. 38.
27.
Ah! Congratulations, Mommy! You just won lotto!
No! Family cannot win. Family cannot win. Don't say slow, everybody, but family cannot win. Don't go away, because after the break, Michael Costa is going to become a K-pop superstar. You don't want to miss it. No. No family. No family can win.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. You know, even if you've been living under a rock for the past 10 years, you still know who BTS is, the superstar K-pop group that has taken the world by storm. But after selling tours, Grammy nominations, and being valued at $100 million, the band has decided it's time to take a break.
The wildly popular K-pop group BTS announcing they are taking some time apart, saying they've hit a rough patch and want to work on solo projects.
ARMY's on Twitter overwhelmingly supportive of the boys' decision to rest and recalibrate. Jungkook saying to fans, we're each going to take some time to have fun and experience a lot of things. We promise we will return someday even more mature than we are now.
I'm not crying. You guys are crying. This is terrible. You know, I feel like people would rather deal with their parents splitting up than BTS. Who do I want to live with after the divorce? Jungkook, Mom! I want to live at Jungkook's house! Now, don't worry, people. BTS is not over forever. This is not Internet Explorer. They will be coming back. But with BTS on hiatus, that does mean that there's room for someone else to move up in the K-pop game. And our very own Michael Costa is just the man to try in his brand new segment, Costa Can Do It.
Jobs, they're the best way to avoid your family all day. There's all kinds of jobs in this world, and I'm gonna try them all. Because I'm Michael Costa, and this is Costa Can Do It.
K-pop, it's the Korean music sensation sweeping the globe. These are some very talented entertainers. They have to sing, they have to dance, they even have to learn Korean. Oh, it's a tough job, but you know what? Tough jobs are what Costa does. Let's dance. Hit me. Do it like this. I am here with K-pop super band P1 Harmony. Oh, they're gonna teach me a thing or two, and I may even teach them a thing or two. Fellas, let's get to work. I'm ready.
Who are you?
Michael Costa. This is my segment called Costa Can Do It. I'm ready to be a K-pop star. Do it like this. Ooh. Right? You see what I'm saying?
No. This is definitely not gonna happen. Not with us, at least, no.
Just. Hey.
We don't even know who you are. You just showed up here.
You don't know who I am. Costa can do it. It's not like I'm just a Joe Schmo. I know how to move. Do it. Like.
Joe Schmo?
Joe Schmo is like an average dude. I'm not average. I'm exceptional.
Wait. Give us 1 second.
Please, that'd be great.
Yeah.
I just want to be a star, just like you.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. Okay.
뭐라고? 그지 그지. 어떻게 생각해? 어떻게 할까?
I'll be the 7th member.
브랜치. 브랜치. 맞아. 그래도 한.
넌 어떻게 생각해?
이런 걸 어떻게 해?
이 정도 더 해야 되지 않을까?
여기까지.
그러니까 그냥.
Doing one of my moves. That's a good sign.
안녕하세요, 손.
깔끔하네.
Okay, fine. So basically, they said that. You make them very sad, and that you should leave.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, so I guess I'm not gonna be a K-pop star, but P1 Harmony is still my boys. I got mad love and respect.
We gotta practice.
All right, do your show, do your show.
I'm sorry.
I guess you can't do it? All right, don't go away. Davido's joining us right after the break. We'll be right back.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is it. your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Show. My guest tonight is Nigerian-American artist and producer Davido. He's here to talk about his U.S. summer tour and his new single, Stand Strong. Please welcome Davido!
Thank you, thank you. What's up?
Welcome back. Last time we were together, you were with me in like a tiny little room.
Yeah, no crowd. I'm happy to see people. What's up? What's up? What's up?
Right?
I was like, finally, people.
Yeah, really? People. Yeah. You were celebrating people as well. I think since I've seen you, you went and sold out the O2 Arena again in the UK. Congratulations
yes,
on that.
Thank you.
You know, you're back on the road.
Thank you.
You're back out there.
My favorite. Part of being an artist, a musician, has always been performing, being on the road.
Yeah.
And for that to be taken away from me, it was really, really sad. But we're happy that, you know, restrictions are, you know, everything's getting back to normal.
Slowly but surely,
We can do our full capacity shows. We can have a beautiful crowd like this over here today.
Was there anything weird that happened to you? You know, I know a lot of performers, when they came back, it was like a shock for them. Like some athletes would talk about how they weren't used to a crowd cheering. Some people would talk like, you know, did you have anything like that?
Yes. Especially like I was out in the UAE, right?
Yeah.
And then obviously I'm used to having thousands and thousands of people in the crowd.
Right.
And then they booked us for a show, but the restrictions was that they can be at the show, but there has to be like space between the tables, but they can't stand up. And most of my songs is dancing songs. So, it's like, so I remember, and guess what? I remember. So I'm performing, and it's like they want to get up, but they just looking at me. So I'm like, yo, I can't. This is so boring. So I went on the table, and I'm telling everybody, stand up. They're like. So I remember after the show, I got in trouble with the promoter. Got in trouble because
already?
I wasn't even meant to get that close. But you know, performing. Engagement with the crowd is like 80% that gives the artist the energy.
It gives you the life. It gives you the feeling.
But
it gives you the whole.
I just went back this time. I was in there like.
Whoa, everybody whoa. Stood up.
Everybody.
They were like, we're going to stand up for last time. We're going to make up for it. By the way, happy belated birthday since I've seen you. You turned 29 in November. Yeah.
Yes.
Can I just say, this is one of the craziest and most magical things I've ever seen in my life. So I know you started this as a joke, but you, for your birthday,
yes.
you posted your Venmo to social media.
Yes. Let me tell you what happened.
Okay, tell me what happened. Tell me what happened.
So.
I'll tell you what the story was and then you'll tell me what happened. So the story was, Davido posted his Venmo to social media and was like, everybody give me money for my birthday, right? And then people sent $500,000. Yeah. So and then you were like, because I want to rescue my Rolls Royce.
Which no, was... I bought a Rolls Royce.
Okay. So let's not the story. Let me tell the story. Yeah, okay, go.
So it was two things. I really wanted this watch for my birthday, and I wanted like my management and my like personal team to get it.
Okay.
So it started off as, yo, David wants this watch. Let's all put in money.
Yeah.
And then by mistake, my manager sends one of the messages to me. So I'm like, what watch? So that was dead. That was dead. So, and then after I was like, yo, actually, we should, because I'm the one that's always giving.
Right.
You know, I'm never really the one to receive presents. I'm the one always giving presents. I'm the one always making sure that everybody is okay.
Right.
So I'm like, you know, this year I'm putting myself first. You feel me? So I was like, me and my friend was in the balcony. I was like, yo, should I put my account and see if that shit, if it gets lit?
Yeah.
He said, I said, I have one account I don't really use like that. And the balance on that account was like zero. I'm telling you, zero. So I tweeted, I was like, I just shipped a Rolls Royce to Nigeria. You know, so the price of the car is basically the same when you're trying to clear it. So
yeah, because it doubles in many countries.
Like an SAT.
Yes.
So if you buy a car, $500,000, when to get it off the ship back home, you're paying like another $400,000. You know, because of the taxes.
Yeah, because of the import taxes,
yeah. So I'm like, yo, I'm about to just have my fans give me money and then I'm going to go ship to get the car out. So I put it up.
Because you got to free the Rolls Royce, obviously.
Yeah. I put it up. 2 minutes, equivalent to dollar. I'm gonna say the amount in dollars. 20,000 in like 7 minutes. I'm like, ah. And then I went to go take a shower. I come back. It's like 70,000. I'm like, so you know what I start doing? I start calling out people, like famous people. Like, hey, come on. You know I gave you a hit song last year. Come on, come on. I'm like, everybody that I've helped. Everybody I've helped. Whichever way, that's why this tour is called We Rise by Lifting Others. Everybody that helped in every way just donate money to me. And it came up to, I was scared, it came up to how much? 600,000.
600,000?
600,000. And at this point, I'm like, can I keep this?
You feel me?
So much is going on in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't be that insensitive. And I just felt, you know, I spoke to my dad. He's my mentor.
Yeah.
I pick up the phone. Hey, son, you know, we can't keep that money, right? I was like, we think the same. Like, you know, I was already thinking that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, people, even though, like, people were like, nah, a lot of people was like, no, keep it. You've done so much for the community.
Can I tell you, like, this is, it's funny you say that because, like, one thing that I've learned around the world, Nigerians love giving people money, especially when they've done something they like.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, I did a comedy show once in South Africa, and you just do the show and then you're done.
Yeah.
And then after the show, a Nigerian guy came up to me afterwards, and he was like, Trevor, that was one of the funniest shows I've ever seen.
And
then he shook my hand, and it was just a wad of cash.
Yes.
And I was like, no!
Yes.
No, what is happening here?
Yes.
And he was like, that's for a good show. I was like, they pay me already. He's like, no. So I can see it. So
what we did, you know, I woke up the next day reflecting, you know what I'm saying, and I just reflected my whole life and how God has blessed me so much. And, you know, me and we decided, you know, as a family and as a team, you know, to donate all $600,000 to orphanages around Nigeria.
Ah, my man. My man.
And
I love that.
Yeah, it was crazy. So we just for accountability.
Yeah.
You know, just for accountability, it took like 2 months. You know, we have to know which orphanage is real. I had to send people to each, like, every orphanage.
To make sure there's actually an orphanage
there. Yes, you know what I'm saying? So it was taking like 2 months, right? Then I started getting tweets like, man, this dude kept it, bro. He still got that money. Because, like, after that, I bought like 2 more cars.
And then people were like, those are the cars
I bought,
now.
A Lamborghini and I bought, but that was just my money. The people were like, yep, that's it. That's it.
Now your fans are seeing you in the streets.
Yeah, but after 2 months, I did a spreadsheet, you know, and I had, you know, everything was accountability. All every wire that we
did. Yeah.
Every money that we spent, you know, went to that cause. And I'm happy that in my lifetime I got to do that, you know, and to be remembered for that.
It's fun, man. I like that. I like that. You know, a joke that turned into something big and then you brought it back around. I also like that there's some fans who are going to see you now driving your car and they'll be like, those are my wheels.
Listen. I was saying that, I was like, that's how I'll be driving this car. I'm like, now, is it not us that bought the car for you?
That's not your car, that's our car.
That's our car.
That is our car.
Hey, move on, I'm getting in.
Let's talk about the tour, man. Like you said, you told me about the title, and you know, you've really been an artist who has gone from just making hit songs that are fun to hit songs that are fun and also have a meaning behind them.
Yes.
Your new single, Stand Strong,
yes,
has inspired people. It becomes an anthem. You know, this happened obviously in Nigeria as well with NSARS.
Yeah.
Why Stand Strong, and then why the new tour name? Because I like this idea that you have in and around music.
Okay, let me start with Stand Strong. You know, obviously, like, people know me. I make my music makes people smile and move. You know what I'm saying? But this time, I was really inspired. Like, a couple years ago, Kanye West and the Sunday Service Choir.
Yeah.
They actually did a remix to my song.
Wow.
If, you know, and If, I'm saying, I love you. There's nothing, but they choose it to Jesus. I love you. You see Kanye there like,
I didn't know that was a remix of
the
song.
Yes, that was like the remix. So since then, I've always wanted an opportunity to, you know, be able to perform with them. And then Kanye West was doing his listening party in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta.
Yes.
Where he had all that. And then I met Jason, met the choir. We flew out to LA. I was like, yo, how can we connect this African music with this beautiful thing you guys are doing? And also, I wanted to challenge myself, you know, to make different kind of music.
I love that, man.
We came together and it's all bliss.
It's beautiful, man. It's beautiful. The tour has a great message. You're going to be in Brooklyn. You're going to be in Boston. You got all the tour dates online.
Yes.
Congratulations on everything. Good seeing you again.
Yes, sir.
This is great.
With the tour, I want to say this.
Okay, with the tour, yeah.
Yes. So with the tour, We Rise by Lifting Others. It's basically me not only bringing myself to the America, also bringing everything else, African food, African fashion. This was done by an African designer.
On the tour, you're only wearing African designers,
yes,
right?
And my cast beats. I'm only wearing African designers. I'm only eating African food. I'm having African chefs come in, do food backstage.
Wow.
African dancers. So
wow.
It's not just only me. So we're coming together, we rise, and we're taking everybody
wow.
with us.
Man. That is a beautiful message.
Thank you.
And yet you brought me no jollof to the show. We'll talk about it next time. We'll talk about it next time. Good seeing you. Congratulations. And an amazing tour. Stand Strong is out now. And so are tickets for We Rise by Lifting Others. That's the tour. Make sure to get it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Thank you again, my dude.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Well, that's our show for tonight. But before we go, please consider supporting Out Youth. Out Youth is an organization that serves Central Texas LGBTQIA+ youth and their allies with programs and services to ensure that these promising young people develop into happy, healthy, successful adults. Out Youth hosts a variety of programs and provides training and resources for parents, teachers, and community members free of charge. So if you can, please donate at the link below. Until tomorrow, stay safe out there, and remember, if the dress don't fit, it's gonna split.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.